Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffnan with your 7 News briefing for Thursday, January 6. 9-time Australian Open champion Novak Djokovic is likely to be deported later today after his visa was revoked by the federal government. His hopes of landing a record 21st Grand Slam title at the Australian Open now rests on a successful injunction by Djokovic's lawyers to stop the deportation. While he waits, Djokovic has been taken to a quarantine hotel in the inner Melbourne suburb of Carlton. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has laid the blame on Tennis Australia and the tennis champ himself, claiming clear advice on vaccine exemptions was ignored.
People must be fully vaccinated, as defined by the ATAGI, to gain quarantine-free entry into Australia. In relation to the specific questions that were raised by Tennis Australia, this is from the Minister for Health, I can confirm that people who contracted COVID-19 within the past 6 months and seek to enter Australia from overseas and have not received 2 doses of a TGA-approved or TGA-recognised vaccine are not considered fully vaccinated. Now, that was the clear advice given by the Minister for Health to Tennis Australia, and that letter is dated at the end of November of last year.
A man in his 20s has died with COVID-19 in Sydney's St Vincent's Hospital. He was fully vaccinated and had no known underlying health conditions. The ACT man was among 6 deaths reported today, including 4 other men and 1 woman aged in their 60s, 80s and 90s. As of Thursday, a record 1,609 people with the virus were being treated in hospital, 131 are in intensive care and 38 require ventilation. And just weeks after 6 children were killed in a Jumping Castle tragedy in Tasmania, 1 child has died and 8 others have been injured after strong winds blew a Jumping Castle several metres into the air in Spain. The 8-year-old girl died about 12 hours after she was admitted to hospital, and others are expected to recover from their injuries, according to local authorities. An investigation into the fatal incident is underway. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.